Beauty that makes this heart adore you, heart of a life spent with you. Light of the world, you step down into darkness, open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that makes this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. Light of the world, you step down into darkness, open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that makes this heart adore you, heart of a life spent with you. Here I am to watch, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God, you're all together, all together worthy. Here I am to watch, here I am to bow, here I am to sing. Here I am, here I am, to worship. Here I am, to bow. Here I am, here I am, to say, God, 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 together, wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. Oh. together wonderful for two. Blessed be your name, Father. We worship you. We honor you. We glorify in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Thank you, Master. Welcome everyone to this service this morning. I believe it's the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Proverbs chapter 4 and in verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. We are looking at access to divine wisdom, part 2. Wisdom is the principal thing. It is the principal requirement for existence as a principal personality. In every generation, there are principal people, principal people. Wisdom is the principal requirement for existence as a principal person. Many great destinies in history ended as great disasters because of a lack of wisdom. Samson was a case in point. Someone told you, if I want to kill you, tell me your secret. And you still went ahead and told the person your secret, which led to your untimely death. Many great destinies ended as great disasters because of the bankruptcy or the shortage of wisdom. Last Wednesday, we began to look at how to access the wisdom of God. Because there are many today who ended in wrong relationships, regrettable business partnerships, because of lack of divine wisdom. In access to divine wisdom, we saw on Wednesday, the first was devotion to God. That wisdom can come because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Then we saw true revelation, the revelation of scriptures, because the word of God is the wisdom bank of God. Then we saw true supplication, because the place of prayer is the place of wisdom. This morning we are going to look at 6 more, but 2 per service. The 4th wisdom way is through meditation or reflection. Wisdom can come through meditation on the word or reflection generally about life. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, he said,
this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. The Living Bible said, the Amplified Bible said, then you will deal wisely. Right, then you will be successful. There is one translation I think is the Living Bible. Then you will deal wisely in the affairs of life. Deal wisely in the affairs of life. The book of the law, meditating on the word and reflecting generally on life, makes us to deal wisely in the affairs of life. Acts chapter 10 verse 19. The Bible said, as Peter taught on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. Two things happens in the process of thought. First, the process of thought, meditation, or reflection provokes direction. The process of thought, meditation, or reflection provokes direction and revelation from the Lord. And that is wisdom. As Peter taught on the vision, the Holy Ghost said, God speaks to those who think. As Peter thought on the vision, I'm not saying as Peter worried about the vision. There is a difference between worrying and thinking. Worry is the destructive engagement of the mind. The destructive engagement of the mind. When you are bringing the problems of yesterday into the uncertainties of tomorrow, joining it with the situations of today, what happens is a collapse. Worry is the destructive engagement of the mind. Thinking is the productive engagement of the mind. What do I need to do to move from here to the next level? Lord, what are you saying? Lord, what do you expect of me? I'm waiting to hear. God speaks to those who think. So the process of meditation, the process of reflection, the process of thought opens up channels of divine direction, channels of divine revelation from above. Somebody say amen. And when God speaks to you, that is wisdom. The wisdom of God always speaks. Luke chapter 11 verse 49 saith the wisdom of God. Therefore also said the wisdom of God. When God speaks, that is wisdom. And when you think, God speaks. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? I believe that somebody is going to receive a clear direction on something that is on your mind and something you are trusting God for. You believe that, shout the loudest, say amen. Secondly, the process of thought, meditation, or reflection produces a harvest of ideas from the heart. or mind of man. The process of thought, meditation, or reflection produces a harvest. It produces a harvest of ideas. A harvest of ideas from the heart and mind of man. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 5. It said, counsel, that is idea, that is advice, in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Will draw it out. There is resident counsel in the mind. There is resident advice in the heart. There are resident ideas in the spirit of man, in the mind of man. Ideas, counsels, wisdom that may have been there from any source. From God, from the Bible, from things that you pass through in time past and so on. And it's just there. But in the process of thinking, you are drawing it out like you draw water from a well. You are drawing it out like you draw water from a well. Can somebody say a loud amen? Suddenly you realize you have passed through this kind of thing before. And suddenly you realize this was what you did to get out of it. Am I communicating? Suddenly you realize that there is something in the Bible that says something about this situation. Suddenly you realize you heard somebody say something like this some time ago. And then this was the conclusion of the matter. It's just resident there. But it does not just come out until you draw it out. Am I communicating at all? The way Jesus told Peter, launch out your net into the deep for a drought. So those who think don't lack ideas. Those who think deep don't lack great ideas. Those who know how to reflect, they don't lack inspiration. They don't lack it. There are many people who are waiting for things to happen by themselves. Or waiting for God to do everything. But it doesn't happen like that. There is nothing God gave to us that is useless, including the mind. Someone say amen. I heard God's servant Bishop Oyedepo say some time ago, God gave us the mind. God has given us mind so that we can give him rest. Right? So not everything is a prayer point. There are those that are thinking points. Yes. Not everything is a prayer point. Not everything is a prayer point. Why is my husband angry with me all the time? I sit down, I begin to organize and calculate it. Why is my boss after me all the time? What am I doing in all my previous relationships that is leading into a breakage? Is there something I'm really doing? And then you sit down and think about it. In the name that is above every name, there is somebody here that is about to step into the realm of unusual answers. If you are that person, your amen will sound like thunder. If you are that amen, you will shout the loudest amen. If you are that person, you will shout the loudest amen. And listen, the truth of the matter is, you think best when you think on paper. Take your seat. Do you understand what I mean? When you carry pen and you carry paper and you are writing what is coming, I have realized as a writer of books, receiver and writer of songs, by his grace and mercy and several things like that, that there is a connection between the pen and the thought. I have realized that. That when you put pen to paper, it can compel the flow of thought. My secretary has told me sometime, he said, how can you write up to 10, 15 pages of writing without canceling anything? That is, you just kept on writing and there was nothing wrong with all that you wrote for 15 pages, for 20 pages, for 10 pages. You know, it just flowed on and there was not a place to say, oh, I made a mistake here. Do you understand what I'm talking about? There is a connection. Write the vision. Make it plain that he may run. So don't just write the vision. Write the thinking. Write the thought. Someone say amen. So through meditation or reflection, wisdom can come. And for me, I don't know of you, things I wrote down 10 years ago, 15 years ago, in my personal jot and not in preaching note, have been some of the most impactful of my life, of all books, of all anything. Hallelujah. Through meditation, through reflection. Number 5, way in which wisdom comes, which is now number 2 for today's service, is through instruction. True instruction. When we talk about instruction, we are talking about information acquisition. We are also talking about knowledge gathering. Whereas knowledge is information, understanding is insight. When you have knowledge, you just got informed about something. When you have understanding, you have insight into what information you got. When you have wisdom, it is application. So wisdom is nothing but information, relevant information applied. Relevant knowledge applied. You got to know something. You got some information base. You got some revelation. And then you put it into practical application for the generation of results. That means there can be no wisdom without knowledge. That means there can be no wisdom without information. That means there can be no wisdom without instruction. Because information, knowledge, instruction are the raw materials for wisdom. They are the things you use to apply before someone can say, this one is wise. Amen. So ignorance and stupidity are twins. When you see an ignorant person, you don't need to look far to see a foolish person. They ask someone something. They say, what is the difference between ignorance and apathy? An ignorant person was asked like that. What is the difference between ignorance and apathy? He said, I don't know. And I don't care. He defined both words. Ignorance is, I don't know. Apathy is, I don't care. He defined both words by his reply. Do you know the difference between ignorance and apathy? I don't know. And I don't care to know. That is the lifestyle of a confirmed unwise person who is a fool. It has been said that if you want to hide anything from most blacks, God forbid, put it inside a book because they won't open it. That's an indictment. If you want to hide anything from most unwise people, locate it in a book. You know, a spoiled boy asked his father to buy him a car, expensive car in town. And the father bought him a Bible and gave it to him. He said, I told you to buy me a car, you are buying me a Bible. He said, my son, read this Bible. He can give you any car you want on it. He threw away the Bible until his father died. He cried like he would cry his heart out and went and picked the Bible. Let me read this Bible at least. Inside that Bible was the car key. Particular. Father had already bought it. But he wanted him to open the Bible so that he can find it. He wept like he would cry his heart out. Oh, I wish I had seen this while my father was alive. And I would have thanked him. He got it too late because he refused to open the book. Is God speaking to somebody here? I think it's Proverbs chapter 15 verse 33. Can you? The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. So wisdom goes hand in hand with instruction. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. Proverbs 1. He said the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction. To perceive the words of understanding. To receive the instruction of wisdom. Instruction of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 33. Proverbs 8 33 said, hear instruction and be wise. Be open to knowledge. Be open to information. You will be wise. And refuse it not. Hear instruction and be wise. Hear instruction and be wise. Proverbs chapter 9 and in verse 9. Give instruction to a wise man and he will yet be wiser. Most people who know that they don't know. So they keep learning. Give instruction to a wise man and he will yet be wiser. He will be yet wiser. Teach a just man and he will increase in learning. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 5. Proverbs 15 and in verse 5. A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is wise, is prudent. And then Proverbs chapter 19 and in verse 20. He said, hear counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your later end. Open your ears and be instructed. Be available for information. Agree to learn. Agree to learn. You can't be a fool. Agree to learn. Agree to learn. Two things and then we'll be rounding off here. Instruction. Information and knowledge make options available in times of decision. They make options available. When you are in touch with a lot of instruction, a lot of information, a lot of knowledge, options are actionable steps are available. I believe it was Elihu who said, I will fetch my knowledge from afar. You can't lack what to do if you are not bankrupt of information. You can't lack what to do if you are not bankrupt of revelation. If you are not bankrupt of insight. Instructions, information, knowledge. That was Job 36 verse 3. I will fetch my knowledge from afar. I have so much, I am loaded with light and insight that I am not stranded on what to say per time, what to do per time, decisions to make per time. Instructions, information, and knowledge, they make available options of actionable steps or options in times of decision. And that is wisdom. A wise person is known by the quality of their decisions. Secondly, instructions, information, knowledge, they make available insight from
the accounts and experiences of others. And that birth wisdom.
Instructions, information, knowledge, make available insight
from the accounts and experiences of others. And that births wisdom.
You look through scripture, you saw how they lived and how the apostles got power and how they worked with God. You read the biographies of people in your field and how they succeeded or how they failed. And you, those kind of things, the experiences of others, they show you what to do and what not to do. God's servant Bishop Oyedepo said he read over 39 biographies before he stepped into ministry. How did they succeed and how did they fail? And no wonder he's at the realm he is today, because he gleaned wisdom from a wide base of information. I read all I could lay my hands then on Smith Wigglesworth, on John G. Lake, A.W. Tozer, E.W. Kenyon, and all those kind of people. Why Revival Tarries by Leonard Ravenhill, and all of them. And that impacted my life so deeply. God's Generals by Robert Leyden. Read all of that. That was highly impactful on steps to take and steps not to take. How not to accumulate the glory of God to yourself if you don't want to die before your time. When you get wide information base, it stabilizes you in what to do and what not to do. Did somebody receive something here this morning? Say aloud, amen. In the next service, we shall be looking at the place of inquisition or inquiry, the process of asking of questions, and also we shall be looking at the wisdom through association in the next service before we end. Now, in conclusion this morning, everything that is of value carries a cost. Anything that is valuable is costly. Whatever does not cost you has no value. When you go to marry, at times they put you through some things. You have to visit the mother, father, relations, pay dowry, and all manner of things, because you are about to get somebody into your life that is of value. The wife of your youth, the mother of your children, your companion for life. There are those, however, who do not pass through that process. Wife is living with them, and they are giving birth to children like, let me not use the word. Also, in that arrangement, there is zero value. The man can slap the hell out of her any day. Strip her naked and say, get out of this house, you prostitute woman, forcing yourself on me. Why is it that there is no value in that arrangement, no cost? He just went. Am I communicating? I'm sorry for using that extreme example, but it's real. Thing that is of value is costly. Until the cost is embraced, the value is never assessed. If you want to access the value, you must embrace the cost. How is that reflected here? If you need wisdom of God that is valuable to you, pay the price. Go for information. Go for knowledge. Take time. Sit down. Think. It doesn't happen by chance. Go for information. Go for knowledge. Go for insight. Until the value
cost is embraced, the value is never accessed.
But this is the truth.
If it has value, then it is worth the cost.
Anything at all
that has value is worth every cost of it.
You won't regret. You won't lament the books you studied and the time you stayed up to think your way through. How do I move this business to the next level?
To think your way through. When we grew up in the Lord, there's something we call praying through. That is, you got a burden on something and you prayed until you feel relief. Until you feel you have victory. It's called praying through. You see, I'm concerned about something. Brethren will ask you, have you prayed through? So you pray through until you break through. There is also thinking through. Oh, there is a concern here. Have you thought it through? Sit down and think it through until you break through. It's a new day for somebody. Who is that person? You will stand up with a loud shout of victory if you are the one. Take your seat again because you didn't stand up very well. Now stand with a loud shout of victory. Amen. Amen. That's right. One way in which wisdom comes is through the frequency of celebration. He said, counts, he said, in Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3. He said, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. I might mention this as a separate point, maybe in the midweek service.
When Elisha needed wisdom from God, these people are about to perish in the battlefield. Lord, what do we do? There is no water for people to drink.
He said, bring me a minstrel. And as the minstrel played, the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he heard the voice of the Lord that made water available.
Celebration is one of the pathways to accessing divine wisdom.
So right now, we are going to celebrate, and today is also our testimonies and thanksgiving service. Alright? And if you have a testimony that is pending, that is yet to be shared, one of us will still listen to you out there and then at the glory entrance area to receive your testimony. And if you have any other thing, any testimony or any, and then in the course of the praise and the celebration, there will be multiplied divine encounters. God will do some unusual things in your life. And once that happens, also let us know. I need high praises. I need explosive, intensive, extensive, explorative praises. Something that will make you scream and shout and jump. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know which side of the bed you woke up this morning in, but the Bible said this is the day the Lord has made, and whether the devil likes it or not, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And if you are watching via the satellite, the internet from anywhere around the world, join us in celebration. Let's go. Tell somebody I want to praise God.
Jehovah, we give you all the glory.
And if you have a testimony, right there at the gate, someone is waiting for you. We are taking 7 minutes for a start.
Hey, Papa, we give you all the glory. 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 Jehovah, we give you all the glory. Papa, we give you all the glory. Imeli, meli, 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 me done for me. Hey, you are taking away my sorrow. I can be put hallelujah for you. I can be put hallelujah for you. I said, because of Jesus. Hey, double, 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 double.
Shout
all ye people. Lift your hands and just worship in the spirit. Something is happening right now. Something is happening right now. Something is happening to someone. It says, in the day, the burden shall be lifted from your shoulder, and the yoke from your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed. Open your mouth and pray in the spirit. 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 Lift up your two hands. Higher, maybe higher. Listen, lift your hands high. We are before the one who makes wars to cease to the ends of the earth, who just now made the war of someone to come to an end. We are before the one who has the key of David, who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens, who has just now opened the door for somebody. It's my open door. It's my season of open door. Open door, you have come to your open door. Maya ya 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 bahashana na. Let a ferret name and Nagaya take a legadiga like a daga valayadiano. Let a ferret, Tani Manayan, let Perediana Maya Dialala Shanaya. Receive your open doors, receive your visitation, receive your breakthrough, receive your deliverance, receive your miracle. Right now, lift your hands at the count of three. You place a hand on your head and scream, I receive. And you will step into your open doors. And you will step into your breakthroughs. And you will step into your healing, into your deliverance. Ancestral curse shall be broken. Generational curse shall be broken. And the wisdom of God shall be released.
It's my open door. It's my year of open door. It's my open door.
I have come to my open door. Lift your hands, my Hashemana, la la la. At the count of three, you place your hand in your hand and scream, I receive. And what God has brought here for you today, what He has in store for you today, shall be delivered. In the name of Jesus, receive it. 1, 2, and 3.
I receive.
Precious name, it is done. With your hands to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You believe it is done, shout the loudest amen. And clap your hands, all ye people, and shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Take your seat 1 minute. I'd like you to check yourself at this moment and let us know what God has done for you. Somebody, asthmatic, is healed, chest is free, inhaler is of no consequence anymore. Somebody's joints are healed right now and strength has come. If you are in any of those categories or you had an encounter just now, quickly let us know. Meanwhile, let us know the testimonies here.
Brad Jephthah. Sir, this is Brad Jephthah. He said he came in 2 Sundays ago with severe headache that lasted for 2 weeks. And in the course of the worship, he said that headache took off and he's here to return praise to God.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise.
This is our sister, Lami. He said he had an encounter in the dream where she was shot several times at her chest, and then it led to severe pain on the leg and in the ear. She said decided to go for a 3 days dry fast, and in the course of the fast, she had an encounter where she saw her cousin. Now the cousin in the physical had already vowed and told her that she wouldn't amount to anything. At the end of that 3 days dry fast, she said that cousin was laid to rest and that pain took off immediately.
The cousin says she will not amount to anything. I announce to you today, anyone who won't let you rest, they will be laid to rest for you. Anyone who has vowed that your life should not amount to anything, God will clear them from the way. You are a believer, shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord the shout of praise. Father, we give you the praise and we give you the honor. If you are here this morning, you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for you. Quickly pick your Bibles and your Bibles and rush forward quickly. You want today to be a new day for you. You want to be born again and you want your sins forgiven. Quickly, I'll give you the count of 7. Give us a song while they come. 1.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Yes, quickly come forward. Don't be the last to come.
I live for you alone. I live for you alone.
Every breath that I
every
take,
moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm away.
Yes, those coming for the altar call, come forward.
Have your way.
Everybody see.
Lord, I give,
I give you my heart. Keep coming, keep coming.
Give my
I give you my soul.
I live
for you alone. I live for you alone. Every moment I'm away. Have your way, Lord.
Anywhere you are, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want an addiction broken. Tobacco smoking, alcoholism, pornography, masturbation, lying, cheating, stealing, duping, any form of fraudulent lifestyle, betting, gambling, and you want to be free from all these things, stand up on your feet quickly and rush to the front here. I'll give you again another count of 5. 1, 2.
I give you my soul.
3.
I live for you, God.
Come quickly. 4.
Every breath.
And 5.
Every moment I'm away. Have your way, Lord.
While they come, let me know what happened there.
Sir, amazing. The 3 of them, our sister said, Friday she was attacked with a pain in the chest that restricted her breathing. And Saturday, it translated to the weight. But as you said, we should place our hands on our head. The same pain checked out. From her chest, she can breathe freely now. Our brother, the same thing. Pain in his chest, inside. Couldn't breathe well. And early this morning, had an encounter where he saw you with the same color of suit you're wearing. And he came out this morning, you are wearing the same suit, and the word has dropped and he's free. Our brother, the same thing, chest pain again, that translated to his chest. Couldn't breathe well. The three of them, and all checked back to
him. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Anything tempering with your life and tempering with your destiny today is their end in the name of Jesus. Those of you standing right in the front here, place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. I receive the grace, Lord, to live for you. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. And fresh grace to live for God is released upon you. And I call it done. In Jesus' precious name.